Kayla, who is this being offered to? I mean, is this for individuals or who can take part in the Ready and the Heartland program?
Well, this is a free online tool to improve readiness in businesses and schools and organizations. It's just to help those larger entities kind of be prepared for disaster when it strikes.
So this could be a nonprofit, could be a small business.
Yes.
How does this actually work to help organizations prepare? I mean, is the thought that a lot of places simply aren't prepared at all?
The Insurance Information Institute said that 40% of businesses fail after a natural or man-made disaster. And so basically, this is a tool to get online. You take a survey and you put in your how ready you are as a business, and they rate you. It's like a private, a confidential score, but then afterwards, then they give you free tools to improve the readiness. And that basically, it's helping people, helping students, helping, you know, businesses improve their readiness score to help in, you know, with the disaster.
There is a self-assessment that people can take. What are some of the questions? Obviously, we won't go through the whole 71, but what are some of the information that's needed for the self-assessment?
What would you do in a tornado aspect? If there was a flood, if there was a power outage, how would you respond in those types of incidents? So if there was a power outage for an extended period of time, how are you going to be prepared for that? Have you even thought about that? If there was a tornado, are you prepared? Like if the school was taken out, how would you respond?
Now, schools generally do have some sort of a disaster preparedness plan, at least in a general sense, but businesses probably don't. So, I mean, would considerations be things like a tornado? In our area, a tornado would be a fairly typical thing that could happen, as Joplin unfortunately found out, and it certainly could happen really anywhere. Something that comes up very quickly like that. So employee safety would probably be one of those areas.
Right. Correct.
And so what would you do? Would you have a safety shelter or evacuate or what kinds of plans?
Well, I guess it depends on each, it depends on each business. Like, you know, if it's going to be evacuate or if it's going to be having a safety shelter, maybe if it's in their basement or if they have a community partnership with us, you know, and, something that is preparing them. So either, you know, they have a place that they can evacuate to. Where would it be? Do they have supplies ready? Do they have enough water or food to help if it was an extended period of time? Stuff like that kind of.
The people are more important, but if you are a business, or and the same with the schools, they found at Southeastern High School in Augusta a few years ago when it burned, that people, of course, are most important, but then you also have considerations of things that might be like, say, software. You might have, for a teacher, it might be, 20 years of lesson plans, and you might have a textbook full of your notes and everything, and, of course, that can go up. So the other thing would be backing up, essentially, data.
Very, very important. That's something that we're working on, in case, the Red Cross is always looking to, we're doing shelter agreements, and we're trying to prepare for disaster, but what if the Red Cross went up, so we have to be prepared with our data, just like, businesses need to, because that stuff, could be irreplaceable if it's not taken care of and backed up.
And you can't just go out to your local Red Cross like you can buy maybe a first aid kit. You can't buy a 1995 disaster preparedness kit and say, I'm done. You have to actually, and I think the important lesson here, and I don't want to make light, is that it is a continuing process.
That is correct. If you don't spend time now, you're going to spend way more time later. And, it's better to take, the 15, 20 minutes to do the questions and try to figure out the preparedness than to wait and then it's too late maybe.
The other thing that the website does is it does try to push people in the direction a little bit of this preparedness, making it more than just doing the assessment and getting the things back. I mean, there are some things that obviously need to be done, and this is from the website, not my own, obviously. But it's things like training employees, because obviously we can have events like a tornado that can come up so quickly.
Correct.
And there isn't a lot of time to react. So not only do you have to have that plan in place, but you can't have a real thick binder that people are trying to shuffle through while the tornado's bearing down on them. You have to also have people that know just what to do.
Very, very important. Having drills, And because people are only going to do what they've learned, and if they haven't learned it, they're not going to do it in an emergency. And so that training is extremely important. I mean, if that was the basics, training your employees to know what to do, or, you know, the students to know what to do is just, it's crucial.
And this kind of goes with probably more businesses, but I guess also perhaps with schools and perhaps even nonprofits, is that if something, as you said earlier, if something does hit Kayla, the point is getting back up into some sort of a functioning structure fairly quickly, because I can imagine a lot of businesses get knocked down. It may be months, or in some cases they never come back.
That's very correct. And if they're prepared, they will more than likely jump back quicker if they have their financial records, or, you know, their information on, you know, a backup file, or they were prepared for stuff. They may be able to transfer to a new location and be up within a week if they were prepared. I mean, and instead of a month or maybe never.
It doesn't necessarily mean just the agency, the business, the organization. One of the points that on the website is to also try to branch out and help your community prepare. And I would suspect that there are a lot of people in the Red Cross who unfortunately have had to take those mobile units and go to a site and have to, you know, I've seen what it's like for people that have lost everything. One of the important things is not only having your business prepared, but maybe having your neighbors on either side if you're in a building or, say, a strip mall.
Yes, I agree on that. You know, the Red Cross is obviously about community. We want to help each other. We want to help the region. We want to be prepared so that not only you know, that we are prepared, but so that our neighbors are prepared and the counties are prepared, and hopefully that we can work together to better meet each other's needs. We just, you know, it's not only about the individual, it is about the community.
What do you think is the most important thing from the website? Because some of those things you go, oh, that's obvious. But you only do that after you've actually seen some of the questions in the assessment, I think.
I don't think I could pinpoint one thing that's more important than the other. Being ready might be obvious when you read it. I mean, just like, you know, hindsight is 20/20, or however they say that, you know, like when after you've been through it, you think it's, oh, that was not a big deal. You know, oh, I could have done that, or I should have done that. But it's during the time. So I don't think I can pinpoint anything that is more important than the other. I think it's just in general being prepared for the unexpected. And, you know, you can only do that if you try to be prepared.
Kayla, is there anything else you might like to add?
Well, I've said it before, but if you go to readyrating.org, you know, it's free, it's easy, and it's online. And it's confidential. So I strongly encourage businesses or schools to get on there and just try and see where they're at, you know, on a basic level, and try to improve it.
Let me ask you this just in closing. With the self-assessment, obviously you can do that, and probably that gives you a snapshot at this point. But what is there on the site to keep people coming back? I mean, should people go back on maybe a quarterly, maybe a yearly basis, and maybe do a new self-assessment after they've done some of the stages?
I definitely think so. I don't think it's you're going to reach disaster preparedness and then you're just going to be done with it. I think it's a continuing process to continue to grow. And say you did get a perfect score, I hope that to continue that perfect score, you'd probably need to continue to assess yourself.